It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Legislators are saying no to unionized state workers looking for a raise. Negotiations are ongoing between the governor and the union. Yesterday, the Illinois House stepped into the fray. Brian Mackey reports.
Pay raises have been one of many contentious issues between Governor Pat Quinn and AFSCME, Illinois' largest union of government employees. There's still a court battle over raises in the last union contract. The union says they're guaranteed, but Quinn canceled them, saying the legislature did not approve the money. Now, while both sides are negotiating a new contract, the Illinois House is preemptively taking a stand.
It's a message to the governor's office, and it's a message to the unions representing workers in this bargaining.
Michael Madigan is Speaker of the House.
The bargaining would result in zero pay increases for all of those represented by these unions.
The measure, which passed 84-29, also says the union can't make the size of the government workforce an issue in negotiations. AFSCME has been fighting the governor's attempt to close prisons, developmental centers, and other facilities. The union says the House's move is an unwarranted intrusion into the collective bargaining process. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon and State Senator Dan Katowski are introducing legislation today that would overhaul Illinois' 40-year-old financial disclosure system. Simon says Illinois residents might have more faith in government if politicians were required to disclose detailed information about their financial interests. Christine Redonio is getting another term as the Illinois Senate's GOP leader. Republicans have voted to give Redonio at least two more years in the post. She was being challenged by Senator Kyle McCarter. Two former members of the Illinois House won confirmation to new state jobs despite Republicans' claims they are undeserving and despite suspicions their appointments were rewards for helping pass the income tax increase. Amanda Vinicky has more.
When they were state representatives running for re-election 2 years ago, Bob Fleiter of Decatur and Mike Smith of Canton both campaigned against raising taxes. But after they lost their races, both Democrats changed their tune. As lame ducks, they helped narrowly pass Illinois' income tax increase. Governor Pat Quinn later appointed Fleiter to head the state's agriculture department and chose Smith for a $94,000 a year job on a state board. Republicans like Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon allege the appointments were Quinn's rewards for their votes. He says it makes people look at the Capitol with disgust.
That building more and more is filled with people who are taking care of each other and taking care of themselves.
Fleiter denies that it's payback.
The governor and I never exchanged any conversation whatsoever with regard to my vote for a tax increase or this job.
As for Smith, Republicans complain he doesn't have the 5 years of direct experience state law requires to be on the Educational Labor Relations Board. His Democratic defenders say Smith's service on the House Education Committee is good enough. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An Indiana ethics watchdog is crying foul after Republican House Speaker Brian Bozma hired a state House lobbyist to work on his staff. WISH-TV reported Wednesday that Bozma had hired Matt Whetstone to work as the chamber's parliamentarian or chief procedural aide. Whetstone is taking a break from his job as a lobbyist at Krieg DeWalt to work for the state. He was a state representative until he left in 2007 to become a lobbyist. Common Cause's Julia Vaughn tells the station it's troubling a lobbyist would have behind-the-scenes access to lawmakers. Bozma told WISH-TV in a statement he hired Whetstone because he understands the House rules and how to execute them. Champaign's Unit for Schools want to hold a broader discussion over the future of the unit's facilities. Tonight's District Facilities Community Meeting is intended to cover topics like class sizes at all levels, grade configuration, and recent changes in demographics. Unit 4 spokeswoman Stephanie Stewart says the planned discussion will not address future sites for a new central high school. She says tonight we'll start with a short presentation and questionnaires, then the conversation breaks out into groups.
So they'll be at a table with other community members that they may not know, and so they'll talk through these issues and try to come to consensus as a group just to get other perspectives and where the individuals and then the group would fall on some of these questions. And it will help us sort of take the temperature of the community and find out what the community really wants from its schools.
The meeting runs from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Booker T. Washington STEM Academy on East Grove Street. A lawsuit claims a nonprofit hospital in northwest Chicago failed to provide charity care to two low-income uninsured patients. Attorney Alan Alop says Swedish Covenant Hospital repeatedly lost one patient's financial assistance application and hired a collection agency to hound her for payment. He says the hospital incorrectly told another patient she was ineligible for assistance and demanded cash. The lawsuit being filed today comes as Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan is writing new standards on hospital charity care as required by a law passed earlier this year. Swedish Covenant did not immediately return a call seeking comment. A hearing today could determine how the trial of Cook County Commissioner William Beavers plays out. Beavers is accused of diverting thousands of campaign dollars for his personal use without reporting it and paying taxes. The judge will decide whether Beavers can tell a jury he paid the money back. Prosecutors say he did that only after realizing he was under investigation. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is among federal lawmakers huddling today with the Army Corps of Engineers. Lawmakers say the Army Corps' recent move to reduce the flow of the Missouri River could worsen already low levels on the Mississippi and perhaps halt barge traffic. In sports, Illinois basketball coach John Gross is the only coach since World War II to start his Illini career with eight straight wins. With a 75-62 victory over Georgia Tech last night, Illinois is off to a strong start under its new coach after losing 12 of its final 14 games last season. Next up, the Illini will host Western Carolina on Tuesday. In women's college basketball tonight, Illinois will play host to Wake Forest in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Teams have faced each other only once before, with the Illini scoring a 65-50 win in that 2009 game. This season, Illinois is 3-2 so far. Wake Forest is 2-4, opening tip-off at 7 p.m. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.